Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is indeed. Lots of fun stuff to cover with you today here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I'm going to start with something here about bump stocks. You know, I don't own a bump stock. I don't care to own a bump stock. I have fired guns with bump stocks. I've not been impressed with them. If I want to fire a fully automatic firearm, I'll go somewhere and fire a fully automatic firearm, which I've done. But the three times I fired bump stocks, they jammed on me. And I don't know whose they were. It doesn't really make any difference. Don't really care. Not a big deal. But a bump stock, I'll get that out, is nothing more than an accessory. Which it's just a firearm accessory. It's a stock. NPR today has a pretty good piece out on it. Yesterday afternoon it came out. On the fact that Slide Fire Solutions, the largest manufacturer, the owner of Slide Fire holds the single patent, the sole patent. Now, you've heard Mr. Aiken on here, the Aiken's Accelerator. He invented this thing years ago, or a variation of it. It's a little bit different in design than the Slide Fire, but the effect is the same. It mimics fully automatic fire without modifying the firearm to be a violation of the law. It's that simple. Keep in mind what I just said. Without violating the law. That's why they've been legal. Should hold on to that thought as we go through this conversation here. Slide Fire on, well, what date was this? I don't remember what date it was. I'm going back into my memory. Slide Fire put out that on Sunday, May 20th, and it was sometime last week, that on Sunday, May 20th, that at midnight, they would stop taking orders for the product. Any order that comes in between now and midnight, May 20th, they're going to honor and they're going to ship. And their products range, I think, from about $199 up to about $499, somewhere in that range, depending on what type of bump stock device you want. Now, keep in mind that it is a modification device. It doesn't modify the firearm, so that's really not... I shouldn't phrase it that way. It's an accessory device that accelerates the semi-automatic rate of fire. It does not turn it into a fully automatic rate of fire by definition. Why is that important? Well, because the Brady campaign is seeking, along with, and what is this guy's name here? The attorney, Robert Eglet. And he told NPR that he was seeking class action suit status against Slide Fire and any future bump stock manufacturers for negligence. So if you're considering doing something in the future, you're going to be negligent by doing it, according to this satellite radio moment word attorney, right? You can't make this stuff up. He's going to sue you in the future for something you haven't done yet because you will be negligent by designing and manufacturing what would be deemed a legal product. Because you understand something right now, bump fire stocks are legal. I want you to keep that in mind. Now, of course, there's a movement to make them illegal, but to do so is a stretch because it's requiring the Department of Justice, or the ATF anyway, under direction of Trump and the Department of Justice, to change the definition of machine gun to accommodate the accessory action of the accessory known as a bump stock. Even the Obama administration couldn't go that far and wouldn't, and found on more than two occasions that the bump stock, the ATF, Obama's ATF under his DOJ, found that device to be legal and lawful under the definition of machine gun. Why is this important? Because Slide Fire is being sued as being negligent by this Robert Eglet's firm. He contends, get this, that the company issued the statement shutting down on May 20th to, quote, put the brakes on any congressional movement that would prevent them or anyone else from producing these bump stocks in the future. Now, NPR reported that SlideFire suspended sales after, right after Vegas, the devices were used in Las Vegas, the shooting in October. A month later, of course, days after another mass shooting in Texas, SlideFire restarted production on the controversial accessories. Keep in mind that there was no bump fire device used in Texas or any other time after what happened in Vegas, nor was the bump fire stock used any time prior to Vegas. Nothing but a straw man here is all this is. Regardless of what the company does or doesn't do, according to this attorney Eglett, he and his clients are going to continue to pursue the case. Here's what he said. We want to sue these people out of business and send a message to any future manufacturers that that's what will happen to them if they try to make and sell these devices to the public. Now, NPR reports, and if they didn't, I would tell you, that these devices have been legal since 2010 after the ATF determined that a bump stock, quoting, is a firearm part and is not regulated as a firearm under the Gun Control Act or the National Firearms Act. And that's for, the letters from the ATF are there. To SlideFire. SlideFire can produce those letters from the ATF. SlideFire has done absolutely nothing wrong. A criminal did. Not SlideFire. Now let's go back up and listen to what the attorney said. We want to sue these people out of business and send a message to any future manufacturers that that's what will happen to them if they try to make and sell these devices to the public. But I'm going to add a word to this, because this is the way it should read. We want to sue these people out of business and send a message to any future manufacturers of these legal devices that that's what will happen to them if they try to make and sell these legal devices to the public in the future. So we're in a place in America where we have a legal product that someone doesn't like, that was misused by a criminal, and an attorney wants to sue them out of business because what? The product is legal? Yeah. That's where we're at. Ford Motor Company. Of course, I'm talking about the Lawful Protection of Commerce and Arms Act right here. This guy doesn't stand a chance with this lawsuit. I'm sorry, he doesn't. He may find a liberal judge somewhere that does something, but I'm telling you, on appeal, this thing is going to work its way through. That's whether or not SlideFire's around. We don't know what's going to happen. What I'm telling you is that this is another thug bully tactic of the left. Imagine if it were Ford. We have the same situation. Chevy minivan, I don't know, who made the van in New York that mowed people over? Let's just say it was a Ford Econoline. Maybe it wasn't, I don't know. Let's just go there. Let's just say walk with me, okay? Hypothetical. The situation wasn't the van. I don't know, maybe it was a Ford Econoline, maybe it was a Chevy, I don't know. Let's just say it was a Ford. According to him, we want to sue these people out of business and send a message to any future van manufacturers that this is what will happen to them if they try to make and sell these vans to the public in the future. What's the difference? Vans were found to be legal at the time, and they want to do what with them? What's to stop them from doing this with any lawful product they deem to be offensive? Nothing. Remember, SlideFire has the only documentation that they're required to have by law from the BATFE stating that their product is lawful under the current definition of machine gun. So what do? We're going to move the goalposts. Let's change the definition of machine gun. That's what's happening right now. The comment period is up on the ATF or DOJ website, ATF website, whatever it is. I gave it out a couple weeks ago. This is where we're at in America today. I don't like the product. I'm going to sue it out of business and teach them a lesson. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. The Bumpfire stock device is currently legal. It was legal when it was made. It was legal when Vegas happened, and it's still legal today. You can still buy one. My local gun shop has one for sale. I won't pay the price for it. Don't want it. Don't care about the device. It's just not for me. I choose not to spend that much money on ammo. If I ever want to get my jollies, I'll go fire an automatic weapon. Back after this. Don't go away. Okay, the clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be a Kimber, it could be a Glock, maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out. Because you can win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Seriously, how would you like to go to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, right? USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is indeed, and I want to send you over to armedandresponsible.com. Don't forget, 17 chances to win a free gun every single day from the USCCA at armedandresponsible.com. I would love to know that Armed American Radio listener, you got sent to the range with a brand new handgun free from the USCCA. I would love to know that. And if it's you that wins, mark at armedamericanradio.org. Let me know. I've gotten the emails from you who have won before, and I think it's great. I wish I could participate, but I can't, unfortunately. That wouldn't look too good if I won, would it? No. Hence why I can't. Oh, well, what can I say? But I want you to win. Armedandresponsible.com. Go there today, please. Let me wrap up bump stocks for just a minute. Then I'm going to go to the Sun Sentinel in Florida for one of the most boneheaded editorials you've ever seen. Well, you haven't. I mean, it's boneheaded, but it's not the worst. But it is, but it's not, but it is, but it's kind of, but it's not. You get the idea. All right. Bump stock manufacturers shutting down production. I want you to hear what part of the complaint says. This is what you need to hear. Boy, I'll tell you what. I can't say it shocks me because it doesn't, but it does, but it doesn't. But you know what I'm saying about that. Take a listen to what the complaint says. This horrific assault, talking about Vegas, would not and could not have occurred with a conventional handgun, rifle, or shotgun of the sort used by law-abiding responsible gun owners for hunting or self-defense. Whoa, 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 whoa. Put the brakes on a second. You mean the type of rifle used for self-defense like the AR-15? Because it's the most common rifle sold in America. So which one is it here, gun banner? Where are you going here? According to this complaint, this horrific assault would not and could not. That means it wouldn't have happened. And it couldn't have happened. Those are absolutisms. It wouldn't have, and it couldn't have. With a conventional handgun used by Shuangwei Cho at Virginia Tech to kill 32 people and wound more, which is 2/3 of the people killed in Vegas in 10 minutes in a single building. But wait a minute. This horrific assault would not and could not have occurred with a conventional handgun, like that one used by Shuangwei Cho, the Glock 19 and the Walther P-22, rifle, conventional handgun or rifle, an AR-15 is a conventional rifle. It's a semi-automatic rifle. That's all it is. Pull the trigger once, bang. But wait, he had a bump stock. Without the bump stock, no conventional handgun could have or would have, like the one used by Shuangwei Cho to kill 32 people in Virginia Tech, the Glock 19 or the Walther P-22. Those are conventional handguns. Wouldn't or couldn't have occurred. And it couldn't have occurred with a conventional rifle, which is a semi-automatic AR-15. Couldn't have happened without the bump stock. Unlike the Pulse nightclub where 49 people were killed with an AR-15. Excuse me. Are you eating your cake or are you drinking your cake here? What are you doing? Used or shotgun, used of the sort, used by law-abiding responsible gun owners for hunting or self-defense. Like the AR-15 that was used at the Pulse in the terror attack. Yeah. Or at the movie theater. I'm confused by this. I don't understand these gun banners. So now, I'm assuming based on that statement that the attorney, Eglet, whatever his name is okay with AR-15s. Just not AR-15s that are what? Adorned with a bump stock. Because that's the natural conclusion that you draw from that statement, isn't it? You have to. And any good attorney defending Slide Fire is going to say that. As they present the letters that the product used by the killer was lawful. It was prior to this administration moving the goalpost and changing the definition of a firearm that has been longstanding for decades to fit their needs to ban this accessory. Court documents also allege, get this, see, it's too easy. I'm going to stay on this for just a minute. They're also claiming in those documents that Slide Fire, quote, manufactured, marketed, and sold devices to gun owners who wanted semi-automatic rifles to mimic fully automatic weapons, thereby subverting federal law that has highly regulated machine guns for over 80 years. Hold on just a second here. That's absolutely what Slide Fire did. They absolutely manufactured and marketed devices to gun owners because we need to change it. Legal devices, right? Slide Fire manufactured, marketed, and sold legal devices to gun owners who wanted semi-automatic rifles to mimic fully automatic weapons. That's absolutely correct. And there's nothing illegal about it, said Obama's ATF. Nothing. Until the current administration, DOJ, and ATF decide to move the goalposts and change the definition that's been on the books for decades to fit their desire to ban the device. Because that's the only way they can do it. The device doesn't do this, so let's change the definition so that we can make it appear that it does. But according to this, somehow it's bad and Slide Fire should be sued for manufacturing, marketing, and selling lawful devices to gun owners who wanted to mimic semi-automatic or wanted their semi-automatic rifles to mimic fully automatic weapons. Yeah, because it's cool and it's a blast and it's fun. If you choose to waste that much money on ammunition, have at it. But then it goes further, thereby subverting federal law that has highly regulated machine guns for over 80 years. They didn't subvert anything. They subverted nothing. They've got the letter from ATF to prove that they didn't subvert anything. They would have subverted federal law that highly regulated machine guns if the ATF had said, sorry, your device subverts federal law because it changes your gun to a machine gun. They haven't subverted anything. In fact, they've got a letter from the ATF that states exactly the opposite. It takes a certain level of stupidity to fall for this stuff. You cannot make this stuff up. Could they make this any easier? I will be blown away if this case moves forward at all. Yet again, guess who's funding it? The Brady campaign. Oh, imagine that. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I got to tell you, MyPillow.com is doing us a solid. They really are doing us a solid in return. We're doing MyPillow a solid, and you guys are killing it there. And I got to be honest with you, it's such a great product. I've used it for a number of years, long before I talked to Mike Lindell, and long before I had him as a guest on the program, because it just, like a million other people, I was sleep for me. I don't get a whole bunch of it, and when I do, I need to know I'm getting a pretty good night's sleep. I just haven't slept for years, just the way I am. I'm lucky to get 4 to 5 hours of sleep, and I'm lucky if that's uninterrupted, and it generally always is. But needless to say, the MyPillows have worked for me, and it has helped me get more solid sleep. Mike was kind enough to provide us, after being a guest on this show, a promo code for AAR, which means, hey, guess what? You help me sell some pillows, I'm going to help support your radio program. And he has. And I'm honestly, with the attacks that we are under, I got a new motto. A day without hog is like a day with really fine bourbon, right? But now you got these guys over there, the bully tactics on the left, coming after mutual funds. These people don't know anything about what they're talking about. Mutual funds that support gun stocks have no clue, these folks, that mutual funds exist for one reason, and that's to provide a profit and a return for investors, period. They're not buying stocks of drug cartels. They're buying stocks of legal American companies and international companies. And guess what? Some of what these clowns, these idiots, these morons on the left are calling for boycotting are companies that own stakes in Twitter and everything else that they love. So boycott them all. I mean, it's just nonsense what's going on. And when you've got companies like MyPillow that will actually step up to the plate and say, you know what, enough is enough. No. And you know who else is doing it? Wells Fargo, too, by the way. I'm not telling you to go out and put your money in Wells Fargo. I don't know enough about what they said. There's been a couple statements that they've alluded to. Well, you know, not yet, or we're not doing this yet. We don't know what their end game is, but for now, they've stepped up to the plate and manned up and said, no. We're not in the business of telling people what to do with their money and what to purchase legally with their own money. So right now it appears they're stepping up, but when you got companies like MyPillow that are stepping up, we want to help them out. So please, MyPillow.com, get a great product, get 50% off, and help us continue to grow Armed American Radio. And believe me, we are growing Armed American Radio. I'll have some more new affiliates here coming up on the Monster Show in the coming days, so make sure to check that out. It's hard for me to get off this bump stock thing real quick because the absurdity of what I'm going over with you, the more you go into it, the deeper you get, the more fun it is to talk about. But it's a sad testament to where we are in America today that there are Americans alive who would do this to other Americans. I know, bad people, evil people everywhere. But I got to tell you guys, karma is a satellite radio moment word, okay? And I believe there's karma in a lot of this for people who are coming after their own fellow citizens, people who are calling us murderers for being law-abiding, just because we're lawful gun owners. There's a special place in karma for that kind of activity. How dare you call me a murderer because I'm a gun owner and I choose to use a firearm or carry a firearm, or in my case, have used a firearm to defend my life. It's where we are today. It's sad. A lot of people filled with a lot of hatred out there, and I hope that some of these folks on the left, I hope one day they're able to, get to find some peace. It would really suck to go through life that angry and miserable all day long. And all you got to do is look at their faces. Just look at their faces when they talk. That's all you need to know. Really incredible. So rest assured you're on the right side of the argument. But, you know, unfortunately, you got to keep your nose to the grindstone. Sad, but true. A couple funny things out there I want to tell you because it's just never ending. Michigan senator, state representative or state senator, wants to close the gun rental loophole, for God's sakes. Now there's a gun rental loophole. Have you ever heard this? Maybe it resides right over there by the boyfriend loophole. Never heard of that either until they decided to make that one up, right? Everything's a loophole if you're a progressive. That's right. Everything's a loophole if you're a progressive, liberal, socialist, Democrat that doesn't like something. There's a loophole for everything. What are we talking about here? State senator in Michigan is proposing a bill. Get this. I mean, they just got to, it's never ending. To close Michigan's gun rental loophole. Do you even know what that is? And get this. It's a Republican. Here's what it would require for you to rent a handgun. Now, I'm assuming, I'm not in Michigan. I don't know if you can go to Michigan and rent a handgun and take it home for 4 to 5 days. I don't know if you can do that. I don't think you can. So I'm assuming this is for the gun range. Lots of people go in and, you know, I'm going to try out that Glock 19. I might want to buy that. I want to try out that SIG P226. I want to try that. I'm going to rent that gun. Oh, I didn't know there was a loophole there. But this would require a concealed pistol license, a permit to purchase a handgun, and passing a national instant criminal background check to rent a gun at a gun range. Oh. You can't make this stuff up. You don't know where it's going to end. You just don't know where it's going to end. I know where they want it. And he's a Republican from Grand Rapids, by the way. I don't know. Is that a bad thing? Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. I haven't rented a gun in years. Do you have to do that now? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You might have to. I don't know. I'll check and look into it. but a loophole. It's a loophole. I don't know. I don't rent guns. I buy guns. I don't get it. I don't get it. Remember Marcel Tigner? Remember her? When I come back from the break, I've got about 2.5 minutes. When I come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about this because did you know there's a deepening racial divide in America, according to The Guardian from the UK? Did you know that? So they've got a headline, is it time for black women in America to take up arms? My answer to that is, yeah, it is. It's time for all women in America to take up arms. Oh, wait a minute. Women have been representing between 30 and 50% of new classrooms, new trainers, new gun buyers, new concealed carry permit holders. For quite some time, we've been talking about that here, haven't we? Yeah, we have. Is it time for black women in America to take up arms? But guess what? That's not what the whole gist of this thing is about. Because according to this writer, the racial divide in America is deepening to the point that black women feel they have to take up arms. Not because they want to protect and defend themselves. The insinuation here is because there's a growing racial divide. Now, gosh darn. Could that possibly be media driven? Because if you watch the media all day long and your head's in the media all day long, all Americans hate each other. But that doesn't seem to be the case when I'm taking my kids to school and I'm talking to my neighbors, some of whom are white, some of whom are black, some of whom are yellow. It doesn't make any difference what color they are. We're neighbors. We all live in the same neighborhood. We all care about the same things. We all want to protect the same interests. This is just the stuff the media tells you all day long. So here, it's because of militarization. It's because of impending violence, because of the racial divide in America growing to the point that black women have to arm themselves against who? White militants. That's what the insinuation is in this piece. Well, you know, Marcel Tigner has been on this radio program before. I'm going to have to bring her back. I want to bring her back. Huffington Post did a piece, and there's some video I want to play you the audio of about her. Now you'll hear some sanity, not this crap from the left. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, ArmedAndResponsible.com. ArmedAndResponsible.com. 17 chances to win a gun. Every day the USCCA is giving away a new gun. Make sure to head over to ArmedAndResponsible.com. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Don't forget, the new gun changes. The Gun of Day giveaway changes every night at midnight. So if for whatever reason you don't like the one that's free up there today, you go over there and do it tomorrow. Wait and see what's up there. But it's only going to be running about another week from what I understand. So make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com right now and get yourself involved in that. It's free, totally free. Go do it. For gosh sakes, if I could, I would. Warfightertobacco.com. Make sure to check them out. Warfightertobacco.com. AAR promo code. Much like the MyPillow. These are veterans. This is a veteran-owned company. These guys are they're the best. I've had the opportunity to sit down and meet them at SHOT Show, brought them to the daytime show. They help us. We help them. That's the way it works. We all work together. We're one big family fending off this ridiculous attack from other Americans who hate us simply because we're gun owners. They call us murderers. They hate us. They're putting other advertisers around the country under tremendous pressure. It doesn't work that way here. This is Armed American Radio, and we support each other. I'm telling you, if you've got something you want to celebrate, Warfighter Tobacco's got it. Their coffee's great. I've been telling you for a couple of days I'm out, and I am literally out. I have to order some more today, so that's a reminder to myself. I, too, will use the promo code AAR and take 10% off everything, okay? All right. The whole rape. Did you know there's a racial divide in America and black women should be arming themselves, I guess, out of fear for white militants? I don't know. I mean, I don't see that in my neighborhoods and with anybody I talk to and any friends of mine that are white or black. We just go about our daily lives. I guess when you read this crap all day in the paper, that's just what happens because that's the narrative that they're trying to push. Oh, one more thing before I go any further. I did check here. I made a phone call during the break. I wanted to check about the gun show or the gun rental loophole in my state. No background checks required. No, I don't have to pay to rent a gun. No. But for suicide prevention, risk prevention, no guns will be rented, okay, to anybody that comes in solo, by themselves, inexperienced, okay? They do checks for that. You know, that's just how they avoid. There's no background check or anything. They have a policy against that. And that's a good policy to have. No problem with that whatsoever.
But as long as they're over 21 years old and they come in with others and they're experienced, then boom, they get a firearm. They can rent a firearm. There's no background checks, none of that, unless they're making a purchase, okay? Gun rental loophole. It's one thing after another. Call it what you want. Marshall Tigner. Huffington Post has a video up of her. Let's take a listen to it. It's great. Let me get this thing unmuted here for you. Here we go.
That, oh, someone's going to save us. And I try to inform the women that, hey, you can be your own protector. My name is Marshall Tig Washington. I'm a firearms instructor, and I teach women's handgun classes. Before I leave this earth, I want to teach 1 million women how to shoot.
Y'all are too quick. But she ended up getting her targets again. Let's run it again. Let's run
I'm
again.
I'm the best. That's
all right.
Why.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
She ready.
The sound of freedom, isn't it?
I was in the Army National Guard, joined in 2009, fresh out of high school. I deployed, and that's when I got my first experience ever carrying and shooting a handgun. I started my company in November 2016, and I realized that a lot of women wanted to have a woman teach them instead of having their boyfriend or some other guy or a brother. I guess they felt intimidated. I registered the LLC. I got all the paperwork done, and then I put my first class on Facebook. And we got an overwhelming amount of responses, over 3,000 to the first class. We're going for the center of his body. So you can inhale, exhale, and then whenever you're ready, squeeze really slowly. Good. All right, finger off the trigger. Finger off the trigger. Okay. Sit it down. You did it. You did it.
I didn't know it would be bad.
That's recoil. That's what the recoil feels like. I do get pushback from people who are saying we should ban all guns. I've had people come into my class saying that. Like, oh, I'm just taking this class. It's on my bucket list, but I don't think I should ever own one. I don't think anyone should own one. It's a mindset. I think your mentality about firearms can aid in, you know, making you a safer person or not. I'm a survivor of domestic violence and sexual assault. So before I started working at the range, I didn't own a firearm. You know, I had them in the military, but I didn't carry one around all the time. I didn't go to the range. So when I started working at the range, I realized, hey, I feel more safe walking around now. I would say more than half of the women in the class have been victimized in some way. They always tell me, hey, I feel more powerful now. I feel more in control of what's going on around me now. I don't feel like a victim. I feel like a survivor. The firearms industry is not for women. You know, they don't cater to us. There aren't organizations and companies that are making us feel comfortable in their marketing and their advertising. So I wanted to let you ladies know that I'm available to you at any time. I am the assistant director of training for the National African American Gun Association. That sounds so long. it's so long. I'm going to have to get some acronyms, some shorten it.
The NRA has 76 board members, 87% are men and 93% are white. National African American Gun Association roughly doubled in size after the 2016 election.
I think that in general, they think that black people don't own firearms, and definitely that black women don't own firearms, and that it's, of course, taboo in our community. But just the minute you walk out the door, you're automatically seen, because you're a female, as a target.
Exactly.
You know, and we don't want to be a target. We don't want to be victims. We want to be able to protect ourselves, and that's what we're doing. The key, do not look like an easy target. You want to stay alert. You want to make eye contact so that you know that the bad guy sees you. The National African American Gun Association was organized to help people learn how to protect themselves via self-defense, how to exercise their Second Amendment rights, and how to train to shoot to defend themselves and their families. The National African American Gun Association is 60% plus women, so this provides a unique opportunity for women to come out in a relaxed environment, talk about issues, learn how to be trained and shoot with a female firearms instructor, which is Marshall.
Thank you. Stop right there at that door. There's these boxes that people put everyone in, and I wish we can kind of do away with them in the textbook definition of a conservative, you're pro-gun, you know, and then the textbook definition of a liberal, you're anti-gun, which is not always the case. I think on one side, the, you know, the pro Second Amendment side, they're just completely unwilling to even have the conversation. And I think on the other side, the anti-gun side, they are completely misinformed. Both sides need to compromise, sit down, have a conversation, and I'm happy to be that bridge that gap. It is.
Do you hear anything? Because this is a beautiful audio. I wish you could see the video. It's fantastic. Marcelle's wonderful. She's been a guest on the program before. Honestly, did you hear any? What? Where's the race come from in this? This was about women empowering themselves, taking their own safety, self-defense, and security seriously in their own hands and saying, you know what? I'm here. I'm a black woman. I have a right to defend myself, and I'm going to exercise my what? Second Amendment right. When you heard the training aspect, what did you hear? You heard, don't look like a victim, right? I didn't hear any racial component to that. I heard women talking about defending their life because they have a right to do so. Not because they're white, not because they're black, but because they're women and they have a right to do so. Until we meet again tomorrow, fun stuff to talk about. Good heavens. Remember, when we come back tomorrow, until we meet tomorrow, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever cave into these people. Never, ever, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.